A Palestinian farmer was attacked by a large group of settlers in the village of Beit Omar al-Khalil Hebron. The farmer, Mohammed Abdul Hamid Jaber, was tending to his crops with his son and granddaughter when some 30 settlers entered his land. The Israeli settlers came down from their illegal settlements, Bet Ayin. They were dressed in white and shouted foul language towards the farmer before proceeding to throw stones.
Yesterday I was working on the land and the olive trees with my family on the tractor. A white car showed up with settlers. Four were attacking me while five watched and more stood on the hill, so I was caught between them. They swore at me and used foul language. I didn't speak to them and we continued working. They came to me. I told my granddaughter to leave, so they left with the tractor. I called the Red Cross and police. The Israeli police came. They did nothing.
A local villager from the political group Stop the War explained to Press TV how this is a regular occurrence in the village.
Of course, this wasn't the first time Abu Muhammad has been attacked by the settlers. This has happened frequently over many years. Neither will this be the last. I want to send a message to the government in Palestine and internationally to help the Palestinian farmers. But so far there has been little help. I want to thank the farmers because they help continue life in our land.
The town of Beit Omar is located in Area B, which remains under full civil affairs administration by the Palestinian Authority and under Israeli military law. Tel Aviv's policy is to continue their settlement expansion program, particularly in areas B and C, in defiance to international laws. Furthermore, the Israeli army continues to protect the settlers. A significant number of attacks have taken place in Beit Omar by settlers. However, the Israeli authorities rarely prosecute them. This was evident this year when an Israeli settler attacked a resident using a firebomb. Although DNA evidence leads the authorities to the settler responsible, the settler was never prosecuted. As residents explained, attacks on farmers remain commonplace by Israeli settlers, particularly in the Hebron region. However, they don't believe enough is being done by the national and international community to protect these vulnerable farmers, particularly now as settlements are expanding. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Hebron Achalion.